Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who asked if I wouldn't say something derogatory about it.
No.
When I said I've got nothing derogatory
we
to say.
We were about to do the intro and I said, are you ready? And Rosie said, no, not yet. I can't think of something derogatory to say about you right at the beginning. I said, well, do you know what? Let's, for a little change, why not start by not having a massive go at us? Wouldn't that be lovely?
For everyone involved. No, I disagree. No, maybe just
there's
you.
Genuinely Peter listening now who I got it like. Sorry, guys. I weaseled me way past this one. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening.
We're on the wine.
Money Penny, we are
again.
On the wine. Again, this is 3 or 4 in a row now. This is getting bad. Although it is an evening. It is, what, 8:30 at the moment?
Yeah, it makes it, I think it makes it a bit funner.
It does. It's like a little night out night in, isn't it?
It really is.
It's lovely. So as I was saying, thank you so much for listening, you beautiful people. This is episode 32. And before we start, obviously, a word from this week's lucrative sponsor.
Christopher.
This week's sponsor is...
Chrissy New.
Floors.
No.
Hey.
Chris.
Are you floating? What? No, Floors are going to wait.
Great.
They're on the back burner. Apparently they're very keen to get involved.
Are they?
Very keen to do business with us, yeah.
Just feel like
people floating around all over the place and need some floors.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm just going to walk all over them. Thank you. I'm buzzing with that.
We haven't even started. Look at that. Hey, can you see right up there in the sky? That's where the bar's been set.
I know.
Let's do this.
I feel a bit faint. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, and welcome back to Shagged, Married, Shnanoid.
Shnanoid. It's definitely annoyed, but fair enough. Hello, everyone. How are you?
Well.
Not me, you, Rosie.
What happened? Why is it, right, that we are 32 episodes in, yet neither of us have an idea what is going on?
I've got
we
no
just
idea.
Looked at each other, they're like, are you speaking? Am I speaking?
Yeah.
Are we both speaking?
I don't know.
We should really know what's happening,
weird,
but we don't.
It?
But it's
well,
fine.
It's probably because I'm full-time professional dancer now, so I don't even know what this podcast, I don't even know what is this in front, what's this laptop? I don't even know these things. My body's main sprint now.
By the way, when this comes out, when people are listening to this right now, you are going to be like the day before your first dance on Strictly.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this as of Friday, as it comes out, I'll
just
be doing my first dance tomorrow. Yeah.
Just what I said.
Sorry,
Chris.
Just what I said. Hey, you get people months along the line go, I've only just found this out and I've binged it in one day. They might not know what's going on.
I think I explained that, if I'm totally honest
with you.
I don't know if you did.
Did you say, are they listening to it at time of, you know, at time of release? Did you say at time of release?
I don't know, but I might have.
Well,
anyway, so if you're listening to this on Friday, you're dancing tomorrow. How do you feel about it?
I'm terrified.
Are you genuinely like,
well,
I watched
that show, The Professionals, the other night that was on.
That was good, that, actually.
Yeah, it was, apart from it went over like every time someone had fallen over and made a dick of themselves. And it was really horrible to watch. And like, obviously, I'm dancing with Karen, and there was a thing where Simon Rimmer like got his arms he had to grab her and like spin wrist to wrist with his arms crossed over, and he sort of spun it the wrong way. And weirdly, she actually explained to me today what that was, and I've done a similar thing with my own legs.
What?
Right. So you know if you're kind of like dancing, you know if you're kind of what you do is you cross your legs over, like sort of MC Hammer style. You cross over.
Can't touch
and then
his...
you can spin yourself round to the right. If you put your right foot in front of the left one, you can spin yourself round to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah, see, I can't. But if you put them the other way, you can't spin. You'll just like hit the legs against each other and you'll fall over.
Is that what
depending which way you put? We did that with our arms, but I've done a similar thing with my legs the other day, and that was just in the gym. That wasn't even on a train, and that was just training. Sorry, that wasn't even on a live show. And Simon Rimmer, God love him, he said an amazing thing on the professional show. He said, at that point where you're standing at the top of the stairs, ready for them to call your name on the live show, to go down the stairs and then wave and get ready to dance, he said he would have happily given away a kidney to not have to do it.
Really?
And it really, it hit home that I'm going to be standing at the top of them stairs, knowing it's live, knowing that I'm going to have to go down and do a bloody dance. On telly.
Like, I don't want to what make you feel more nervous, but it's going to be terrifying. Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm going to watch on Saturday, aren't I?
You are, you're coming down. So guys, the way it works, right? So as again, if you listen to this at the time of it coming out, Friday or Saturday, this week's show isn't a voting show. Mm. It's kind of like a nice little, we all get to do a dance and no one gets voted off, which, to be fair, hats off to the BBC. That is really nice.
It is nice. It's like playing a game with your mum and dad, isn't it? It's like a practice round.
Letting you win.
Yeah. Well, you don't, you know, the first round doesn't count.
Like being the banker in Monopoly. just put your little hand into yourself, a couple little hundreds out. No,
I used to do that all the
time.
So
yeah, no, of course he did. so yeah, it's the next week, the following week is when I need your votes, guys. And I genuinely do. Rosie, do you know what I've been doing? Like,
what?
I did it at the post the other day. I feel ridiculous. Like, every time I speak to anyone, I went out last week with the lads for a couple of pints. Whenever I see anyone in the town, or anyone I'm chatting to, they're like, oh, and Strictly, blah, blah, blah. And they go, oh, yeah, hey, looking forward to it. I'll be rooting for you. And I feel like a, like, low-rent politician. I, like, shake the hand and I'm like, can I count on your vote? Like,
do you know,
probably
I'm laughing, but I've seen you do it.
You heard us do it at the postman the other day.
It's awful.
The postman, he was like, I'll be rooting for you, Chris. I was like, can I count on your vote?
Vote Chris.
Honestly, I'm absolutely making myself ill. But you got to do it, man. That's what it's about.
Well, I'm sure everyone listening
guys,
now,
I really
right
hope
now,
you do.
You guys will be voting.
Yeah,
I'm going to be at home having my little soirée, my little Strictly party, and I'll be getting everyone to vote for you. So,
yes.
Dead exciting, man. It'd be great. Exciting.
Yeah. Without giving anything away, you've seen little videos of me dancing, haven't you?
I have.
What do you think?
Do you know what, right? Honestly, because I know for a fact that you have never, ever danced in your whole life. You know, sometimes on Strictly they have people who've danced a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Because they've got to,
well,
because
like, yeah, like
it would be
star,
horrific.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have never, ever danced. No, but you haven't.
Is this supposed to make me feel better?
Well, no, I'm getting the bit that makes you feel better.
God, well, hurry up, man, are we?
So, okay.
God damn it.
No, so, but you've done so well, considering that you've never danced before, because it's not easy.
I just hope
and
I can on the night.
You've done well.
I hope I can on the night.
So do I, because I've got to sit there.
It's all about you.
No, how
about
him, man?
I've got anxiety about falling over.
Chris, I'm not
now.
Being funny. We've got a rep to protect, babe.
We've got a rep
now, have
we?
Yeah, of course we've got a rep.
Rep. Not as good dancers.
Are you kidding? We've got the coolest, hippest podcast in the whole world.
She
yes, we've got
coolest.
A rep.
She said coolest and hippest.
Is that not cool and hip anymore?
I don't think it is. I don't really know what's cool and hip. I think things have got to be sick. I think everything's got to be sick now.
Farm.
Everyone's going to be sick and farm. Or farm.
Wait,
is it
well,
farm or
won't.
Farm? It's one of the two.
Farm.
I think it's farm.
Knows.
I think it might be farm. I think it's farm.
Hashtag. Just put a hashtag. That's not cool anymore.
Hashtag
oh, I don't even
cool.
know.
People
just little, have a lovely time.
Out loud. People who hashtag out loud, I think they've all been put down.
I did earlier on.
Hashtag
so don't
put,
even.
Hashtag put down.
Hashtag put down. I did. I did it just for like comedic effect though, because I know that it's so uncool, farm.
Ironically.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Oh my God. Three glasses of wine in, guys.
I know.
It's all
start
fun and
early.
Games until somebody voms in the mic.
Plus, speaking of voms in the mic, Robin's not well again.
Oh, I know.
What is it with toddlers, man? Stop putting shit in your mouth. Wash your fucking hands. What are you doing?
I know.
God
just,
damn it.
It's infuriating.
Every
because,
5 minutes.
Well, he's gone back to, he's started his new nursery.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's caught all of the diseases under
all
the sun.
Of it. Yeah.
But I love him so much, but when he's poorly, and I know you're the same,
yeah.
I just don't want him anywhere near us because I hate being poorly.
Yeah.
And I know I already feel like I'm catching it. You've been sleeping in the spare bed.
I know.
To not catch his coughing germs.
I know, because I can't be just like, and dancing the such and such, it's Chris Vams, Ian Carr. I am.
Imagine you just dripping a sweat and collapsing on the dance floor.
Nah. Not just that. It's when he's not well, because I called at dinner the other day, he was being such a lovely, well-mannered, dead, quiet, relaxed boy in the shop.
Not our child.
And I said, he's not well, him. And you were like, no, he's just being lovely. And we've had a few days of, you know, drilling the manners and really being, telling him, you know, say please and thank you and not shout. And I went, I'm telling you, he's ill, man. And then last night he came into our bed like friggin' Darth Vader with a bit of Lego caught in his mouth. It was so bizarre. So he came in our bedroom at like half midnight and he was breathing. I just lay there terrified.
He asked about five times whether we should take him to hospital.
Honestly, because he was like, and I was like, we thought he was putting it on. And then it was just, God, it was weird. But yeah, he's always a lot more manageable when he's ill, which I know I shouldn't really say as a plus point, but he really is a lot
more manageable. Well, if I haven't got anything on, if I know I've got a quiet week and he's poorly, I'm like, it's like jobs are good.
Yeah.
Sit in your dramas all day, watch films. He just kips all the time, then he'll still sleep on a night time. It's great. But if you've got stuff to do, it's not good. Like,
if I've got a show on the horizon or something on the horizon that I don't really want to do, maybe a private gig or something, and he's not well, I just let him cough in my mouth.
Literally, yeah. Lick the inside of his mouth.
Oh yeah, son. See if you can get a cough right at the back of Daddy's throat.
Oh, God. That is grim.
And guys, before we continue any further, I've got another little tiny sponsor. The sponsor is My 2020 Tour.
Why are you just trying to get away from this house all the time? When are we going to do the podcast? People need to know. I get messages all the time. About you,
didn't I tell
actually,
you?
Dilly-daddling off with your other jobs, leaving us here hanging. I do it by myself.
Who do you mean by I'll us? Do it by you and the microphones.
I mean us. Behind this microphone that I'm speaking into is 8 million people, actually.
Okay.
We need a bit of security in our lives.
Yeah.
Not you swanning off to tell jokes on stage like a fool. Do you know what I mean? What we're going to do about this?
I've got podcast days off. I've told you this. I genuinely have podcast days off. There's 2 days a week minimum off for doing the podcast.
Do they match with my diary?
Yes.
Because I've got nothing else going on.
Hold on. What? I checked your diary the other day. You've got Monday podcast, Tuesday podcast if we couldn't be asked on Monday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is trying on bras and knickers.
You're not far
in your dressing room, you tying on bras and knickers and doing Insta stories about it. Fucking loser.
Did you hear that, everyone? That was jealousy. in the purest form.
I've got his illness. He's jealous. I've got his illness.
He's so jealous of me trying on underwear. Do you ever get... Actually, here's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel a bit weird that I just put pictures of me in my bra? Like, not sexily on Instagram, like...
No, because people put, like... Don't get us wrong, you're beautiful and I love you. The fig leaves one. The fig leaves one.
But there's hippos on there. Yeah. People...
No, I mean, people put, like, ones on, you know, trying to be sexy. So, in knickers and bras. So, if you want to put a knicker and bra one on being sexy, absolutely fine. And I wouldn't be bothered if you did. But also, if you want to put knickers and bra ones on being funny, even better, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what the fig leaves one, to be fair, the fig leaves ones that you did over... When we're on holiday, the photos were really in the bathing suits and stuff on holiday. They were beautiful. You look fantastic.
Oh God, thank you. Thank you so much.
And I'm never saying that again. I am never complimenting you again.
Did that hurt?
It honestly, I feel a little bit. I think I've done a poo. So my tour, goodness me, 2022. It is March all the way through to God knows when.
Great.
Boom.
Me and Robin will look forward to drinking water and eating gruel at home while you're swanning off in your other job eating pizzas, and I know what you get up to, drinking beers with Carl fucking Hutchinson. Eh? Me and Robin, we'll struggle. We'll survive. We'll try our best to survive.
Do you know, I was telling Karen about my tour bus that I have with Carl today, and she couldn't believe what I was saying. I was like, we've got two chairs that recline back with a telly in the middle, with a TV, with a Nintendo Switch, with Mario Kart, and then we'll drink beers. She was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
She was like,
and then you come, oh, then, oh, hang on though, then you're coming and going, I'm so tired.
Oh, I am tired because, you know.
Just been so busy. And I'm like, are you kidding us?
I'm tired because, right, and I know this is a fact, only half your brain goes to sleep when you're in a different bed. That's why. When you're
in
a hotel.
Who told you that pile science. Of utter bullshit?
I read it on science. And also.
You read it on science.
And also, You know my track record with hotel rooms. People are always fucking booting me door in and coming in my room. You know this.
That is true.
I kind of bloody relax, man. I'm on tenterhooks. It's horrible. I'd rather sleep in the fucking car. Well, but I don't have a car. I've got a massive bus and it's class.
Told you, just get a caravan. You could all sleep in there together.
Oh, God. Actually, can I just say, as if, imagine our family caravan, our family holiday was, hey, once the tour's finished, we'll all go on a family holiday in the caravan that me and Carl and Reese have been farting in for 6 months.
Are you kidding me? It would be spotlessly clean.
No, come on, everyone, Robin, we're going to the Lake District. Open the door. Open the door, load of empty bottles fall out and cans. Oh, sorry, Daddy's been on tour.
Yeah, your daddy left you again, Robin.
Now, hey.
I'm joking. Now, I never say that to him.
No.
It's just his other dad says that sometimes.
That's fine. Bloke's never here. Yeah, he's a disgrace.
Shite now. Wish I never bothered. I'm looking for another one, actually, everyone. Currently looking for my third husband. I'd like a blonde one this time.
Ah, but hey, I was blonde when I was a kid.
Yeah, you're bouncy brown. I want like a blonde, like I want a blonde one now. Right. Like him off high school, what was he called? Zach from Saved by the Bell. That's what I want.
High School Musical fell out your mouth there, then you pushed it back in and then said Saved by the Bell.
Did I?
Yeah, yeah.
All
yeah,
right,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. Well, Zac Efron, that's, yeah, I will, God, I would have Zac Efron.
He's not blonde.
Well, I put a wig on.
So this started with you wanted someone with a different hair colour and then it just moved to you wanted someone different and you stick a wig on them. This is great. Unbelievable. Put the wine away. She's sozzled. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What is Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Shouldn't be such an irritate.
Tell you what, I'll see you in court. Okay, as always, ladies first. What is your BIF this week?
Well, I hate to tell you, but I've still got loads of beefs.
Wonderful.
Genuinely thought they would have run out by now.
Fantastic.
I thought this little part of the podcast would have lasted a few weeks and I thought we would have had to come up with something else.
Yeah.
Nah. Chris, why are we married? Let's not bother. It's shite. Right.
Quality.
So I've got one word for you,
mm-hmm.
but don't say anything because then I'm going to carry on with my beef.
Okay.
But speaking of beef, what's beef in? Lasagna.
Right.
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 You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Lasagna. So yesterday,
yeah,
we were having a pre-made lasagna for lunch.
Yeah.
I said to you, because I was busy doing stuff upstairs, I was sorting out the bedrooms and I was doing a bit of charity stuff and getting rid of stuff. I said to you, Chris, you put the oven on for the lasagna, because you were in the kitchen where the oven is. You said, yeah, no bother. You put the oven on. I came downstairs half an hour later and I said, oh, I bet that lasagna's nearly ready. And you said, you didn't tell us to put it in. And I said, so hang on, you put the oven on and you've just left the oven sitting bare for half an hour because you are waiting for me to tell you to put the lasagna in. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with your brain? Why would you not just put the lasagna in and think, you know what? She said put the oven on for the lasagna. I'm in the kitchen. I'll put the lasagna in.
I stand by what I did yesterday.
Nah.
I stand by it fully because you said, and you quoted, and I'll play it back if you want, stick the oven on.
Play it
you
back
said, is. From this, I'll go back and I'll play it back to you now. Mid-podcast, remix, right? You said stick the oven on. I stuck the oven on.
Yeah, yeah.
You hadn't said put the lasagna in.
Oh, what?
If you said...
You're not eight.
If you'd said put the lasagna in, I wouldn't have put it into a cold oven. I'd have stuck the oven on. So you could have just said, stick the lasagna on.
You
and I'd have done both things.
You can't
instead,
seriously.
Instead, in this scenario, you chose the sentence that didn't have an intersecting Venn diagram portion with putting the lasagna in the oven. I could have put that in. I could have shouted, it's nearly ready. You could have went, oh, sorry, I'm busy sorting out my daft wig for another musical thing. God knows what you do up in that room. God knows. I live by your fucking timetable. Sick of it.
Right, firstly, don't you ever talk about my wigs like that ever again, right? They are precious. Precious. Secondly, Chris, come on, please, let's whittle it down just a little bit.
Right.
Surely, as a 33-year-old man, you could have known, knowing that we were going to have lasagna for lunch.
Sorry. First of all, stop you there. Since I've been announced doing Strictly, a lot of places have got my age wrong and they've started saying I'm 28, so I'm going to stick with that. So stop saying I'm 33. I'm 28 again now.
Right, still 28. Okay.
Robin's 5, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Oh, they keep calling him 5. No. So they put my age, typical northeast sort of, you know, class divide. They've gone, his kid's 5. What are the kids 5? He must be much younger than 33 then, or his kid would be 25 if he was 33.
They have them at 9 up there, don't they?
They come out with each other, little Russian dolls.
How old do they think I am? 17. Christ. No, come on. Let's be serious.
Honestly, I didn't do it out of laziness. I didn't do it because I forgot. I honestly just thought she'll have a timetable of what she's doing. She'll come down and do it.
What?
I did.
But hang on. This is. Do you know what this is, though? This is what's the tip of the iceberg of a bigger problem?
No.
I hate to be sexist here, and I hate to be woman, man, bloody blah.
Okay.
But what happens to you is when you just get into a relationship and you just kind of just switch off, like. You lived by yourself before you met me.
Yeah.
Would you have just put the oven on for half an hour until your ma rang you and said, Chris, put your lasagna in now?
Well, no, but I'd have been making it on my time frame. I'd have been making it on
that
my...
That makes no sense.
But it wasn't on your... It wasn't. You said, stick the oven on for us, so I stuck the oven on for you. That's what I did, right? I stuck the oven on for you.
For me?
Yeah, stick the oven on for
my
us.
My oven, is it? This is going to get into a really big fight here.
Listen, every time I say something like that, you can't go mad when I say... Right, don't twist me words, right? Yeah? And you kind of burn your bra, because we're getting sponsored by them. You kind of burn them, so don't.
I wouldn't do. They're lovely.
No.
Yeah, you jumped up 28-year-old. Shit,
I can't help it. I haven't got much life experience. I honestly thought... You had all the time planned out, and I thought there could have been a chance that I'd put it in and you'd go, why have you done that? Yes, I may have been wrong to think that, but that's how I thought. I wasn't being lazy thinking, oh, bugger her, she'll do it. Because I was absolutely
I didn't think you were thinking, bugger her. I knew that wasn't a thing. I just couldn't, I was just like...
Was born idle.
No, I was just miffed at why you hadn't done it.
Because I'm an idiot, I didn't do it. But I thought it was because you had some kind of time frame going on. No. Do you know what I mean?
I will make sure that next time I say, Chris, put the oven on, and then in 7 minutes, put the food in,
cool,
and then set the timer.
Save yourself some time. Chris, put lasagna in. Covers them both. Boom. Less words. Efficient.
Great. Do you have a beef this week?
Yeah,
I feel
I've
like
got
we've
a beef.
Got no way.
Yeah, I've got a beef.
But I feel like that was quite aggressive. Listen.
My beef.
I just want to say to you all listening.
With you.
Listen, shush. I'm talking. I'm so sorry about that. Because that was a genuine... I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
I'm looking to you, but I'm talking.
I'll shut my eyes.
Right. I'm really sorry that you had to listen to that. We didn't mean it to get as intense as that. But I was just really annoyed yesterday when you left the oven on for half an hour. So I'm sorry that you had to be a part of that. But let's carry on.
It's a self-cleaning oven, so we'll probably have a little clean.
Brilliant.
I'll win again. My beef with you this week, Rosie, Ramsey. Mm-hmm. Is you...
I think you'll find it's Rosie Efron now. But that's absolutely fine.
You insist on letting Robin take his Lego out of this house to other people's houses. You claim it'll be fine, and he comes back, and there is always bits missing. But I tell you what, right now, mainly your mom's house, because she's the same as you, you're the same person, she probably just kicks it all into a corner, and it doesn't bother, not bothered in the slightest. He's losing bits of it. I've organised it. I went to Wix and I bought a little toolkit thing with all the little segments. And I put all the different colours into different bits. And it's mint.
Sucked my vagina right back in.
Today, yeah, good.
Your Lego organiser.
Good, glad. Can I have vaginas kicking around with this Lego? There's work to be done. Now, not that it's just for girls. It was a sex joke. Doesn't matter. It wasn't a gender thing. Now, God damn the world. Now, I made his Jurassic World Lego this morning.
Yes.
Yeah?
Looks great.
Made it. It was great. Oh, yeah, it looked great because he let him take it to your mum's and it's been smashed to bits. Not only, he took it there. There was a non-age appropriate child playing with it.
That was Abel.
Yes, our nephew. Mm-hmm. And he came back and he went, that's the thing, is he comes back and he goes, Daddy, build this. And I opened the bag and I was like, like, not only were the little bits missing, there was a bit that is genuinely the size of a CD case missing, because it's 4+. It's the massive door that the T-Rex smashes through. It's the size of a fucking DVD case.
You rang her? Have you rang me mum and said, is it there?
Oh, because that'll go down well with you and your mum. Have I rang her? You will be... If I rang her, you'd be down my throat. Bloody nut, I ringing me mum. I smoke Lego, mum. What's the matter with you? There's bigger things in the world to worry about. And she'd be the same. But she'd do that thing where she goes, oh, it's fine. Chris, no problem. Yeah, I understand, sonna. And then next time she's round here, I'm in the other room and I'm listening through the wall. And he's like, oh, nah, the little tosser with his Lego. He's a wanker in the eye. He's like, pissing on me.
Yeah, can't put lasagna in though, can he? But he realises when the Lego's gone, doesn't he?
We've all got bits that we love. Priorities was what I was trying to say.
Well done.
I was busy taking a drink.
Well done. So that's lovely.
Still married?
Yeah.
Quality. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
Question from the public. Public.
Public. Let's see what you nutters have to say this week. As always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts, send us your hopes, send us your dreams, and we will happily weigh all over them. Hey, I'm just...
No, please don't, because I've got to read these.
Okay.
Some of them are horrific.
Right, okay, don't send thoughts and dreams. Send questions.
Just questions.
Arguments, stuff.
Just
any
questions.
Office polls you've done. All of that, yeah. We do genuinely love hearing from you.
So many office polls.
Yeah.
Okay, starting off with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Very important question, as we've just had a massive argument in my lecture hall.
Oh,
a lecture hall. Clever clogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you shower, do you face the wall or face outwards towards the room? In our 28-person class, 13 of them are facing the room like fucking lunatics. Someone's put here. Please tell us we're not wrong, and the only way to shower is towards the wall with your back to the room. Please let us know.
Oh,
and that's from the
God.
Early years care and education class in AIT.
Good God.
I don't know who that is.
Good God. That's wonderful.
13 of them face the room. I face the room.
What do you mean?
I face outwards. I don't face the wall.
So, right, okay, so let's clarify this here. So by room or wall, they mean... So wall meaning your face in the shower and the shower's hitting you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Room meaning the other way.
Back. So let's imagine your shower's angled at like a 45-degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming down at you from the top right.
Yeah.
Do you face the shower or do you have your back to it? Do you have your back to it?
Yeah.
That's mental.
Is it?
Why'd you do that? That's crazy.
What, are you in a music video?
No, but normally I put
hand
my hands
on the wall.
Hands on the wall. I look down and I brood about something.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
No, I do the other opposite way. We've got a mirror outside of ours. Sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and think, oh, you big fat pig. Turn around. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
My husband and I are huge fans from across the pond.
Boom.
Across the pond. We are also big fans of the Great Bush. I am a bit pissed.
Are you a bit pissed?
Possibly.
Start again.
We are also big fans of the Great British Break.
Fuck it, leave that in. Leave that in. We're going to edit that out. Leave that in. That's marvellous. What the hell's wrong with you? Enunciate.
We are also big fans of the Great British Bake Off.
I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Can you do that one?
I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper coffee cup.
Pot.
Did I do it right?
Pot.
I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper cup.
Fucking gobbledygook. I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot.
How much wood can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
You can't just pick an easier one.
Can you bounce a ball against the wall and knock it back and bust it? Right. I don't think you can you? I've got four words for you. You're a shit footballer. Anyway, we are also big fans of the Great British Bake Off. Yes. So we have a question. What the actual fuck is a pudding?
From nowhere.
I know. I love these questions. In America, it's a ball of kind of chocolate-flavoured mush. I'm not a big fan, to be honest, but Pudding Week in Great British Bake Off always throws us for a loop. Is English pudding just whatever the hell you feel like it is? Can either of you explain? We will be eternally grateful.
Wonderful.
And that's from Alex and Tom from Philadelphia.
Wow.
Hey.
Guys, what a question that is.
So, do you want to... You love a dessert. You like. So, what is a pudding in England?
It depends what you're classing it as, really. I mean, we say pudding as a dessert. We call... A pudding is basically an interchangeable word for dessert.
It's just something that you have after your dinner that's sweet.
Something sweet,
It can be anything. It can be a cake. It can be a flan. It can be
a treacle tart, dirty, horrible.
Could
sort.
Be a Florentine. It can be out you like.
That's the thing, though. So it can be a sticky toffee pudding.
Mm.
I understand where they're coming from. Yeah, it is a bit. Yeah, it's because whenever they're eating pudding in America, it is just a ball of like brown. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's like brown slop.
It's like a mousse in it.
Yeah, it's like a brown mousse thing. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So you got sticky toffee pudding. You got treacle pudding. But then it is also It is also so basically, guys. It means dessert, essentially.
Well, that's when we went to school. You'd get your dinner and you'd get your pudding. It wouldn't be like your dinner and your dessert.
Yeah.
You'd get lunch. Sorry. Oh wait, lunch. We're the wrong people to be explaining this.
We are.
So anyway, you just get your lunch and your pudding. And your pudding was whatever was there. It could be a bowl of custard.
It could be a bowl of ice cream. It could be a bowl of custard. Yeah. It could be cheesecake. Yeah. So your pudding is a dessert.
Yeah.
And that is it. And that from where are they from?
Philadelphia.
Which part? North, south, east, or west?
Jeez, I don't know.
Careful in West Philadelphia, though.
Why?
Be careful.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised in the playground was where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all you know, shooting zombie ball. I said I was cool when a couple of guys, they were up no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, you move with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate was dicing in me. If anything, I could say the example word was up there. Forget it, you're home to Bel Air. I pulled up to it. I was about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cab, you're home, smell you later. Look at my kingdom, I was finally there. The set of my home. As a critical
high five.
Yes, well done.
Missed that.
Get in.
Missed it again.
Sit again. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Five attempts at a high five. Loser.
Best program ever. Babadoo, 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 ba. Having an argument with the missus, and I want to hear what you guys think. I love these ones.
I love the idea. We get a lot of these.
Mm?
Having an argument. In my head, they've stopped halfway through.
And they've just got on the laptop.
And I've just whipped the laptop out.
I'm emailing our Rosie and Chris. See what they think about this palaver. It's very good, actually.
Okay, here we go.
I occasionally fall asleep on the sofa on a night after a bit of Xbox or some TV, but then I'll wake myself up at like 2/3 a.m.
Jesus.
And so I just doze back off on the sofa.
Aww.
She's kicking off because apparently we have a bed for a reason. I say we have a bed for two reasons, but she hates my logic, you dirty little perv.
Ugh.
Who is right? Do I need to go to bed or am I all right kipping on the couch? And there's more here. P.S. The dog sleeps at my feet on the sofa.
Oh,
if I stay down there or on top of the covers between me and the missus, if I go upstairs and I think that's pissing her off more because it's her dog. P.P.S. just give us an answer without naming me, because that's just something else for her to kick off about. She's currently on episode 7, but I'm up to date, so it'll be a nice surprise for her when she catches up.
Wow.
Wow. Stop falling asleep on the sofa.
Yeah, what's it
and
like?
Just go to bed.
Who's falling asleep after Xbox? How are you doing that? I've never got that. I've never understood.
Because isn't it quite? Doesn't? I mean, I've never.
It depends what he's playing on. But you're playing like Call of Duty. You're just like, I'll just nod off to this war.
Like, yeah, that's a bit. What intense, the hell are you doing?
I can't do that. I'll get tired playing on Xbox or PlayStation. But I'm like wired tired. Like I have to then watch something afterwards to chill myself out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, falling asleep. I mean, he hasn't got kids, has he?
No.
Falling asleep on the sofa with a dog.
So jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous as well.
It's unbelievable. That's all this is.
Yeah.
We're not angry.
I kind of scoffed at him. I scoffed at him earlier on while you were telling the story, and I'm a bit jealous. He just
so jealous.
Sits on the sofa and
just lies asleep. He's got no responsibilities in the world.
Dog at his feet.
Can just lie, yeah.
Good bloody heavens.
You know, like he's in a film.
2 o'clock
he's in a romantic
most mornings.
Film.
What's he doing? It sounds depressed. 2 o'clock most mornings. What's he doing?
Some people just don't need as much sleep. You don't know what time he could be on shift. He might not need to be up till about 9, 10 o'clock.
Oh God, I could be sick.
What a beautiful life.
You lucky bastard.
Don't have children.
Don't change, brother. Don't change. You enjoy that.
Listen, yeah. I'm totally changing my whole thought process on this.
Maybe though, dude, if you find that you're waking up after like a while, A, you might need a more comfortable sofa. B, you're playing like really intense computer games, then falling straight asleep. That can't be good. Maybe read a book.
Listen to this. Before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'll sing you a song if it pays.
Yeah, she'll do it for free, trust us.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Someone today told a story about the time a taxi driver stuck his finger in her mouth when she was yawning. Weird, I know. Some of these questions.
Someone who? What are you talking about?
This has nothing to do with the actual question.
Someone today told a story about a taxi driver who stuck his finger in her mouth. If you're a taxi driver listening, right, sort your car out. I'm sorry. I have got one taxi driver who I use in the whole of the Northeast, and I ring him personally because I'm serious, right? Most taxis, if I got in them and the driver turned around and said, I'll sleep in here, I wouldn't be surprised.
You said this before.
The smell is horrendous. I'm readdressing it again. I got one the other day, man. Oh my God. Literally, I would not be surprised if he slept in there, right, shat in there, and had all his meals in there. It
they
smelled
do.
Disgusting.
You're literally opening the door and getting into a carton of fart. That's all you're doing. Think of the stuff that you...
Carton of Fart is the best band name ever, by the way. Please, welcome to the stage, Carton of Fart.
With their debut single, Let Me Out.
No, with their debut single, Break the Seal.
What's that called, man? What have we took away? You're just getting in to their... shitbox.
Carton of Fart is fantastic. I'm still buzzing about that.
It's disgusting. Anyway, somebody told me a story about the taxi driver stuck the finger in the mouth when they were yawning. I think this whole situation could have been avoided if she had sat in the back seat as she was on her own. She went on to say that she always sits in the front seat if she is alone in a taxi, which I thought was really strange. We asked around and about... Oh, Jesus
Christ, you didn't offer Paul. Don't butter it up. You didn't offer Paul.
What if these people got so much time on their hands?
Now, Rosie, they're just creating content for us. I love them.
It's great. So we asked around and about 3 in 10 people said they sit in the front seat if they're alone, which is quite frankly ridiculous in my opinion. So my question is, do you sit in the back seat of the taxi if you're alone, like a regular person, or do you sit in the front and leave yourself exposed to the antics of the weirdo taxi drivers? And that's from Jake.
Wow.
I sit in the back.
Depends on the taxi, depends on the journey, but yes, I would normally
depends
go to
the
back.
Depends on the time of day.
Yeah, but I would normally go to the back. Some taxis don't have a passenger seat in the front.
Do they not?
No, American taxis don't. New York taxis, there's nothing there. Nothing there. It's like a cupboard on the floor.
Oh, so you got...
out there.
Oh, I've seen
you can't
that before.
Get in the front with them. You can't get in the front with them. Well, and black cabs, you can't get in the front with them either.
Do you remember that time that I got in the front once? because he ushered us into the front.
Who, the bloke?
Do you not remember?
No.
I was going to meet you. It was during the day. And he was like, get in the front. And he seemed dead canny. And I was like, all right, I'll sit in the front. He chewed my ear off.
Oh, God, yeah.
All the way.
Yeah.
And not in a good, not in a, like a nice friendly way. In a, you are irritating the shit out of me, mate.
Yeah. Oh, Rosie, I got him on the other day. And this guy, he was the most miserable man on the planet. Like,
Holly's mine was quite jolly. Like, he wasn't offensive.
This guy was just... and the swearing. I mean, we swear, but heaven, every other word was the F word.
Yeah, oh.
And he was raging.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but like every other, but he did that kind of Geordie voice. I was just a fucking going to the fucking, and every, like, oh my God. So he went from, what was he talking about? He was talking about how the people in the office, it's always the people, they're always slagging off the people in the office. Aren't they?
Oh, they hate the people in the office.
In the office, they're slagging them off, right?
Because they make them work.
Yeah. So he's like, no, but they sent him to the wrong address or something. So he's raging about that. And then he started raging about how he had to get new tyres for his car. And the guy in the garage was busy chatting up some lass so he wouldn't put the tyres on or something ridiculous. And he's like, oh, I said, yeah, I'll knock you out if you didn't stop chatting her and putting the tyres on. I was like, well, that didn't happen. Then he started telling us in depth, and can all men stop doing this, please? In depth about the accumulator bet he had on that day for the football.
What's that?
Right, so the accumulator thing that people put on is they put bets on for teams to win, lose, or draw.
Have you talked about this before?
I've mentioned it to you before. They put bets on for teams to win, lose, or draw, and you've got to put loads on. So you put something like a couple of quid on, and you bet the outcome of, like, you know, 10 matches or something. Mm. And if they all get right, it accumulates up, and you can win off a couple of quid, you can win hundreds.
Wow.
Fuck me. It's the most boring thing to listen to in the whole world. Someone telling you how their accumulator nearly came off, but it didn't. God fucking damn it.
No, all you're doing here is just slagging all your mates off.
God damn it. It honestly, right, and then I needed 0-0, and then at 90 minutes, there's a shot of the fuck.
I have heard that, actually.
God damn it. Oh, Jesus.
Do you remember, just talking about taxis, you used to slate me because I waved goodbye to taxis.
Little wavy Davey.
You haven't done it for ages.
I forgot you did that.
Oh, I can't help it. I always say goodbye to a taxi.
No, you say bye, then you get out, then you stand there and wave them away. Like you've known them for years. It's geek weird. It's geek weird. I forgot about that.
It was when we first met, and I remember you just being like, did you wave to the taxi? I'd be like, well, yes. Just said, see you later, little toodaloo.
It doesn't bother us. It's very lovely.
But it's, I find it weird not to, because if somebody drops you off, you go, bye.
Yeah, but not a taxi. It's that, you know, that you've said bye as you're getting out. Thanks, mate, bye. You don't have to stand and wave them off, you know. You got me number, mate, because two rings when you get in.
Your car's drunk a fart. I still love you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
My wife and I recently redeemed a gift from some very good friends. We chose a stay at a hotel in Brighton. Upon arrival, we were greeted with the menu in the photos attached. They attached some photos, sorry.
Okay.
Well, I can't show you them because it's a podcast. Yeah. Quick question. Hiring sex toys in a hotel, is it for you or not?
Sorry.
The photos
right.
were of a menu
right.
of sex toys that you could hire from the hotel.
Right.
In Brighton.
Right.
And the guy, sorry. This person is just saying.
Hire. So they're going back and getting reused.
Yes.
So that this hotel has a communal dildo collection.
I think so.
That's
not good, is it?
No. I mean, I don't like the fact that the pillow is being used by more than one person.
Well.
That upsets me.
You definitely wouldn't be going for the butt ring.
I definitely.
Is that a thing?
Butt ring.
I don't know.
Oh, bless you. You just went for something there, didn't you? Butt ring. The hell's a butt ring? How would that work?
Listen, just a little. I've never been in this hotel.
Like a really small hula hoop that you'd put your full arse in. Like a collar for your bum. Are you stupid? Like a toilet seat.
Chris.
A butt ring.
A cock ring. That's what I meant to say.
A butt ring? Put this butt ring on. I find it frames your ass lovely.
Hey, Barry, you got the butt rings? No, Moira's got the butt rings.
butt rings.
So we'll not be staying there anytime soon.
Yeah, no, I'm cool, man. I'm cool for that. I mean, I don't like it when it's a shower curtain. You know, it's an actual curtain. I'm thinking it touches your shins. I'm like, oh god.
Oh, let's be. It's horrific.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've got nothing against sex toys, but you don't want to be using other people's.
Yeah.
Do you know they last for ages? They last ages, sex toys.
Yeah.
So just buy one, invest a little bit. They're not that expensive. Last time I checked.
Yeah.
Butt rings, pretty cheap
as well.
You don't need to be hiring them.
Yeah, as well. I mean, what a time to decide you want to start using sex toys. Just in a hotel, go. Oh, look at there's a mini bar. Oh, there's a sex toy menu. Do you fancy?
Oh,
just looking at the menu. I'm just looking at the menu here. So I'm going to get the club sandwich, bottle
a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, and a couple of butt rings, please. Oh, sorry, they're not a thing. We meant cock rings. Yeah, we are stupid, yeah.
Oh, you do butt rings. I knew they were a thing. I told you were a thing.
All right, cool. Well, you might as well try them out. Two butt rings, please. Oh, it's two per person. Four butt rings, please. Oh, wow. Wonder if they go on a cheek each.
They must go through so much Milton. You imagine?
The wipes.
No, oh, they're sterilizing.
Yeah, they're sterilizing. Oh, God, man. Then do you want a sterilized? Oh,
well, my thing is, right?
What's wrong with people?
Well, no, but right. Right, here's another thing.
Are we prudes?
I don't know. No, I don't think we are prudes. But we're not into that. Would you stop fantasizing about butt rings? We're not bringing butt rings in our
I'll tell
sex
you right
life.
Now, right? Can I just tell you right now?
What?
We normally have a good half an hour thought back and forward of what to call each episode. This episode is going to be called Butt Rings. And I'll tell you that right now. And I'm telling you now, it's going to be called Butt Rings.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Who's that? Just my butt. Anyway. No, I don't think we're prude. I think we are just not in that world. I think there's two different worlds. There's kind of like the norm relationship. When you're in a relationship, sex, you know what I mean? Whatever that might be. But, you know, fun and enjoyable. And then there's the other world of like hardcore.
Yeah.
If you're going to a hotel with loads of sex toys that you can hire,
I mean,
that's pretty hardcore in my eyes.
If you're going to a hotel, you're taking a suitcase, you're taking a bag.
Take your own. I'm saying. Why would you want to be using somebody else's?
And there's no way I'm using a second-hand dildo, third-hand, fourth-hand. Oh,
nah,
Jesus.
Not a chance. So my mum used to say, you know, with money, she used to say, imagine somebody's had that down the knickers and I wouldn't put it in my mouth. Do you know what I mean?
I did hear say that to you the other day, yeah.
No, she doesn't say it anymore. She used to say it, but it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
take your own.
My first thing would be, right, so in a world where we arrive at this hotel and I open the case and I go, oh, Rosie, I forgot the butt rings and the cock rings
and the fleshlights
and the dildos and the butt plugs and all
they're
that.
They're in a basket at the front door.
Yeah, I know they are, yeah. I know. Normally, as guests arrive, we'll say, pick one.
And then we've got the hand sanitizer, KY jelly, just as soon as you come in.
But in a world where we open the case and none of the stuff that we need's there, and you go, Chris, you're not going to believe it. This is our lucky day.
I am never going to come if I haven't got my butt ring.
You go, Chris, you're not going to believe it. It's your lucky day. Look, there's a full menu here. I go, amazing. Right, what's the number? Right, room service, no concierge. Oh, sex toy rental. There's a button on the phone. I ring it. My first question would be, how do you clean the stuff? And the guy will be like, what? And I'll be like, don't what me. Like, I'm fucking weird. How do you clean? If you arrive in my room tomorrow and there is a dildo with a Tide mark on it, right?
Oh.
How are you going to prepare that for tomorrow's guests? And I get to talk us through it and then
I'd
say,
what do you mean
by
Tide mark? Do you mean like a coming out a surface scrim?
Like a
donkey's dick.
Oh, Rosie.
That's called scrim, you know.
That's
like
disgusting.
Scrimula.
That's, stop.
I can't believe we're 32 episodes in and I've never mentioned my favourite word, scrim.
Favourite word.
It is my favourite word.
Favourite word.
Scrim.
Jesus.
Anyway, no, we won't be hiring sex toys in our hotels away. We'll take our own, thanks.
And can I just say now as a public service announcement, if you go to a hotel that has a menu to rent out sex toys that are reused, do everyone a favour, burn the hotel to the ground.
They might be doing well. People might like that.
No, burn it
Chris,
to the
you
ground.
Can't. No, we've talked about this for so long. I feel like we need to move on. But at the same time, you can't be discriminating against what people like. Some people might go there to get off on using sex toys that other people have used.
Monkey. So if there you go. Like sex it's toys, your buy your own. Buy your own. Stop it. Minging.
It's just not your cup of tea.
I don't even like the fact that the cups are being used by other people.
From listen, cup of tea. Get the butter rings out and just chill out. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
And this week, the question is from my very good friend and fellow Strictly celebrity cast member, shall we call it, / this year's competition. Well, they all are really, but I'm not looking at it like that. But you know what I mean? It's the wonderful and fantastically talented Catherine Tilsley. Here she is.
I'm glad you're finally getting some Strictly questions.
Hi, guys. Okay, you are on a very remote desert island. You are allowed 5 people, dead or alive, celebrity or non-celebrity, to be with you. You could be there a while. You're also allowed 5 objects. Go.
Good question.
Oh, that's a spanker of a question, isn't it?
I feel like we've mentioned the 5 dead or alive before.
Have we?
In a previous... I don't know.
I don't know. Well, no, I think it's different because it can be 5 dead or alive people to live on this desert island with you. So essentially, you've got to start a community. You've got to basically live in a community there.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first and you can have an idea?
Yeah, go on.
Because I thought about this. She sent me this a while ago and I thought about it, right? So, on the desert island, I would have, goes without saying, you and Robin and me, right?
Oh, that's nice.
Were you... Sorry, you weren't going to have me and Robin?
I didn't think it was that guy. I didn't think... She said celebrities. I didn't think it was that kind of
celebrity
thing.
Celebrity or non-celebrity.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry.
No, you're right. Robin's famous. You're not. But.
I didn't think it was that kind of thing. Okay.
Right. So I would have, so me 5 people. I'd have you and Robin. Mm-hmm. There's 2 of them, right? And then I think I would call it a day on family for that. I would have.
It's grim.
Who would I have? Oh. Simon Rimmer.
Wow.
To cook for her, right? I'd have Dr. Christian.
To be the doctor.
To be the doctor for her.
Good idea.
And then I'd have Professor Brian Cox. Because if this is a really, really remote desert island, at nighttime you'd be able to see all the stars and he'd be able to tell you what they all are.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the object I would have would be some Lego for me and Robin, right?
Just a ridiculous thing to take the desert island, but that's fine. Bits of Lego.
Some Lego. Maybe like Death Star, Star Wars Death Star, something that counts as
that'd
one object.
That'd be fun when you make it up once and take it all. That's
take it all
stupid.
Apart and do it again. We've got loads of time. A big machete to cut stuff up with.
Right.
Great. A bath to fill with water and have a bath in.
This is...
Right?
You're not taking this seriously.
I am, no. A big bottle of petrol and a speedboat. That's it, 5 people. Because I believe in you. I believe in you and me, Dr. Christian, Simon Rimmer and Robin and someone, whoever the other person was that I mentioned, will be leaving you on that island with your Death Star.
Right, well, listen, I'm taking me, you and Robin, because you said me. I'm taking Bear Grylls. I'm taking Tom Hanks.
I forgot Bear Grylls.
Well.
Yeah, I forgot.
I've got Bear Grylls. No, we're all there together. Listen. Oh, okay. I'm taking Bear Grylls. I'm taking Tom Hanks because he did well.
Good, yeah.
And I'm taking Nigella Lawson.
Wow, okay. So we're going to just be all eating cakes and that.
Yes, might as well. And then the 5 things I would take, I'd probably take my favourite lipstick.
Yeah.
Wilson
for Tom.
Definitely Wilson.
Yeah.
Plenty of butt rings. Obviously. Me dressing gown.
Me dressing gown!
And a lifetime supply of Pinot Grigio / Noir.
It's like we have just pissed all over Desert Island Discs.
So
still a good question. Hey, it got with thinking, it got with talking. I've had fun. Have you had fun?
Honestly, I could piss myself. I'm that excited.
Well, take your butt ring off first and cover it in piss. Bye, guys.
Some people would pay money for that. Babadoo, 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 ba. Butt rings, butt rings, butt rings. Butt rings, butt rings, butt rings. Butt rings. Butt rings.
Right, do the proper intro, please.
Thank you for listening to Butt Rings.
Awful. Guys, thank you very much for listening. That was episode 32. As always, big love. Thank you. Like, rate, and subscribe, and all your podcast chops. I'm on tour next year. But more importantly, guys, I need your votes on Strictly, please.
Who will? Please. Listen, we have got your back. You don't need to worry about it. It's all good.
Right, cheers, it'll be nice.
You're
going
to do well.
If you want to get in touch at shagmarinode@gmail.com, and we will be in your ears next week.
Love yous.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.